Drupal Voices is a series of interviews with people contributing to the Drupal community. Brought to you by Drupalize Me. Become a Drupal super genius from the convenience of your own living room. Lullabot's extensive Drupal training library contains almost 200 hours of streaming video, including in-depth classes on subjects such as CCK, Views, Drupal theming, jQuery and JavaScript, Drupal performance and scalability, and new Drupal 7 specific videos being released every month. Get immediate access to the entire library when you become a member. For more information, visit drupalize.me today. Go, Drupalize yourself.
My name is Stella Power, and I work for Civic Actions and for Enertech, and I'm lead maintainer of the Coder module. So myself and Jim Berry, who I think you interviewed in San Fran, we maintain that module. It was originally written by Doug Green. They wanted to do peer reviews of code, and it was just easier to automate it rather than having people waste time doing it. So it will look at your coding standards, look at your code, and make sure you follow the Drupal coding standards. That's what Coder Review is all about. And then Coder Upgrade will upgrade your modules from Drupal 6 to Drupal 7 for you, so you don't have to. It does a lot more than that, to be honest. It also looks at security stuff, ensures you don't introduce security issues into your code.
Cool. So it's a pretty robust, almost artificial intelligence machine in a way to kind of like look at your code and make sure it's sort of up to snuff. So, you know, in the process of helping like maintain this project, like what should people know when they're using it? What are the big things that people tend to run into?
Well, for coding standards, they don't run into that many issues. For the security reviews, they will run into a lot of false positives, because it errs on the side of caution. So it will tell you, you know, a big warning flag, this line is possibly insecure, whereas in fact only 1 in 10 lines are insecure that it finds. But we wanted to be cautious, you know, err on the side of caution there. As for the upgrade stuff, it won't find everything. So it will put to-dos in the code where you have to go back and look at those changes and look at what it says in the comment and make those changes by hand. But it will get you most of the way there.
When you're updating a module on Drupal.org, there's this page that sort of breaks it into categories, and there's like these little icons as to whether or not it's compatible for whether it's in the Coder module, whether it's like in the review, or talk a bit about that page and the different icons and sort of what that indicates. It seems to be a reference page to see how much of the updates from Drupal 6 to Drupal 7 are actually in the Coder module to upgrade, but sort of talk about that page and what those mean.
Okay, well, there's actually two pages on Drupal.org. First of all, there's the as it happened, as the API changes happened, there's the linear listing or the time-based listing that documents all the API changes. And it groups them by unstable release or release candidate. However, we found that most people wanted to go, well, I just want the database changes and I want to, you know, look at all of those. Or I have a theme, why would I care about database changes? I just want to see the theme changes. So we created a second page on Drupal.org in the handbook where it categorizes those. So for each one, it links back to the documentation on the main page. So we only have it documented once. But it also says the status of whether it's in Coder Review or Coder Upgrade. So if it has a little green tick beside it, it means that either the Coder Review or the Coder Upgrade module detects it and upgrades it. If it has the red X, then it means that no, we haven't got there yet, or it's just not possible at all. And if it has a little warning triangle, it means we're not sure how to do this, and please come help.
I see. So the red is indicating that either it hasn't been done or it's impossible. So, like, what types of things do you run into that are impossible to kind of do automatically with the grammar parser and the Coder module?
Well, something that's impossible to do, like the hook perm function changed in Drupal 6 to Drupal 7. So in Drupal 6 it was hook perm and it just returned an array of permissions. In Drupal 7 it's called hook permission, but it returns a nested array structure of permission, a title, and a description. But how are we meant to know what description to put into it, because we've no place to get that source from, so it's impossible for us to know what to do with it. We can rename the function and put it into the structure for you, but you have to go in and do stuff. It's just impossible for us to know what change to make there.
I see. And the yellow caution signs means that you've looked at it, but it's a hard problem and we need some help?
Yeah. Basically, it needs a bit more work. And we're not clear if it is possible. It may not be possible, but we just haven't gotten that far. Some of them are also just informational, maybe. So, like, if there's a new function, a brand new function in Drupal 7, say, I can't think of any off the top of my head, but, you know, it's just saying there's no API change for it, as it didn't exist before. So we're just saying, warning, we won't do anything. So.
I see. And so when people are updating their modules, they should go to that categorical page and kind of look at those icons and see what are the red X's or the yellows, and those are the things they may have to do on their own, because as good as Coder is, it's not going to do it completely. The computers haven't surpassed humans yet.
Unfortunately not. But also, I mean, run Coder upgrade on your module, and it will put the to-dos in the code for the majority of the ones that you can't do. So it will link, like in the review certainly, there's a link back to the linear listing, but also for each error that it finds, it links to the individual API documentation. So one idea you could do is run Coder upgrade to upgrade most things, fix the to-dos that it finds, and then run Coder review again to see if there's anything else that it missed.
Okay. And what were some of the other tips or tricks that you were giving in your session regards to the Coder module and updating your modules from Drupal 6 to Drupal 7?
You don't actually need to install Coder. You can actually do it online. You can go to upgrade.boompatara.com and you can upload a tar file of your module, or you can paste in the code and it will upgrade the module for you. One thing to point out is that if your module doesn't obey coding standards, it will rewrite your module when it's doing the upgrade, so it does obey coding standards. If your module happens to not obey the coding standards, like there's so many different coding styles out there. We only support 2-3 different styles, so if we've come across one that we can't figure out, you have to fix that first before upgrading your module.
What are some of the things that you're working on actively in the Coder module? What's sort of like on the horizon for you with the module?
There's a number of things. First of all, we need to finish the Drupal 7 version. We're not quite there yet. I also want to do reviewing JavaScript files, because currently we can't review JavaScript files, and I think that would be really good, because it changed between Drupal 6 and Drupal 7, but for JavaScript files, you're on your own for the minute. And then, security is one of the things that I quite like. I just finished a 2-year master's program. My project for that was writing security reviews for Coder, which is quite nice. So, I want to continue on fixing that. There's a lot more to be done there. So it will detect whether you have cross-site scripting errors or SQL injections. But there's a lot done, but more to do.
So the Coder module was actually part of your university education, or how did that synergize there?
It was a taught master's 2 years, but we have a 3-month project and we can do it in whatever we wanted. So I maintained Coder module and I always wanted to do security stuff. Security was one of the topics in my master's course. So I chose to, I know Drupal and I know Drupal's security stuff. So he said, well, why not make Coder do the security checks? As before last summer, it only had 2-3 checks, and now it has a couple of hundred. So it detects a lot, but there's more to do.
And one of the coolest things about the Coder module and Jimmy Berry's upgrade.boomboomtower.com is that you can plug in a SQL string and then it'll actually convert it to DBTNG code. So talk a bit about that component and if that's a separate module or how that was written and sort of included into the Coder module, but sort of this way to kind of upgrade your database calls to be compatible with the new database TNG.
Yeah, you can go to upgrade.boompatara.com. You can put in your SQL query and it will try and do the database next generation output for you. But it's part of Coder upgrade, as far as I understand, that when you run your Coder upgrade routine, when you run it on your module, it will try and do the change your SQL selects and inserts to the DBTNG syntax.
Cool. And anything else that you're really excited about the Coder module? I mean, it seems like kind of like a very technical, or I don't know, I just assume it'd be annoying in some ways, but what do you get out of sort of helping maintain this module?
Yeah. Well, I really like maintaining it, but I also end up pulling out my hair an awful lot because it's all regular expressions in on the coder review side. So there's regular expressions that go over three lines. So just like you miss one little character somewhere and you go, ah, what's going on? But I really like doing it because I don't want to have to manually upgrade my modules each time there's an API change. There's hundreds of API changes. So having a module that does it for me is just awesome.
Cool. Well, thanks.
Thank you.